We finished writing the sermon only a few hours before Philip and Thaddeus returned from Judea, leading 3,000 of John's followers. Joshua had them gather on a hillside above Capernaum, then sent the disciples into the crowd to find the sick and bring them to him. He performed miracles of healing all morning. Then, coming into the afternoon, he gathered us together at the spring below the mountain. Peter said, "There's at least another 1,000 people from Galilee on the hill, Joshua, and they are hungry." "How much food do we have?" Joshua asked. Judas came forward with a basket. 5 loaves and 2 fish. "That will do, but you'll need more baskets and about 100 volunteers to help distribute the food. Nathaniel, you, Bartholomew, and Thomas, go into the crowd and find me 50 to 100 people who have their own baskets. Bring them here. By the time you get back, we'll have the food for them." Judas threw down his basket. "We have 5 loaves. How do you think?" Joshua held up his hand for silence, and the zealot clammed up. "Judas, today you've seen the lame walk, the blind see, and the deaf hear." "Not to mention the blind hear and the deaf see," I added. Joshua scowled at me. "It will take little more to feed a few of the faithful." "There are but 5 loaves," shouted Judas. "Judas, once there was a rich man who built great barns and granaries so he could save all of the fruits of his wealth long into his old age. But on the very day his barns were finished, the Lord said, 'Hey, we need you up here.' And the rich man did say, 'Oh, shit, I'm dead.' So what good did his stuff do him?"
"Huh?"
"Don't worry about what you're going to eat." Nathaniel, Bart, and Thomas started off to their assigned duty, but Maggie grabbed Nathaniel and held him fast. "No," she said. "No one does anything until you promise us that you'll go into hiding after this sermon." Joshua smiled. "How can I hide, Maggie? Who will spread the word? Who will heal the sick?" "We will," Maggie continued. "Now promise, go into the land of the Gentiles, out of Herod's reach, just until things calm down. Promise or we won't move." Peter and Andrew stepped up behind Maggie to show their support. John and James were nodding as she spoke. "So be it," said Joshua. "But now we have hungry people to feed." And we fed them. The loaves and the fish were multiplied. Jars were brought in from the surrounding villages and filled with water, which was carried to the mountainside. And all the while, the local Pharisees watched and growled and spied. But they hadn't missed the healings. And they didn't miss the Sermon on the Mount. And word of it went back to Jerusalem with their poison reports. Afterward, at the spring by the shore, I gathered up the last of the pieces of bread to take home with us. Joshua came down the shore with a basket over his head, then pulled it off when he got to me. "When we said we wanted you to hide, we meant something a little less obvious, Joshua." Great sermon, by the way. Joshua started helping me gather up the bread that was strewn around the ground. "I wanted to talk to you, and I couldn't get away from the crowd without hiding under the basket. I'm having a little trouble preaching humility." "You're so good at that one. People line up to hear the humility sermon." "How can I preach that the humble will be exalted and the exalted will be humbled at the same time I'm being exalted by 4,000 people? Bodhisattva, Josh. Remember what Gaspar taught you about being a bodhisattva? You don't have to be humble because you are denying your own ascension by bringing the good news to other people. You're out of the humility flow, so to speak." "Oh, yeah," he smiled. "But now that you mention it," I said, "it does seem a little hypocritical." "I'm not proud of that." "Then you're okay." That evening, when we had all gathered again in Capernaum, Joshua called us to the fire ring in front of Peter's house, and we watched the last gold of the sunlight reflecting on the lake as Joshua led us in a prayer of thanks. Then he made the call. "Okay, who wants to be an apostle?"
I do,
said Nathaniel.
"What's an apostle?"
"That's a guy who makes drugs," I said.
Me, said Nathaniel. "I want to make drugs." I'll try that,
said John. That's an apothecary, said Matthew. An apothecary mixes powders and makes drugs. Apostle means to send off.
Is this kid a whiz or what?
I said, pointing a thumb at Matthew. That's right, said Joshua. Messengers. You'll be sent off to spread the message that the kingdom has come.
Isn't that what we're doing now?
Asked Peter. No, now you're disciples, but I want to appoint apostles who will take the word into the land. There will be 12 for the 12 tribes of Israel. I'll give you power to heal and power over devils. You'll be like me, only in a different outfit. You'll take nothing with you except your clothes. You'll live only off the charity of those you preach to. You'll be on your own, like sheep among wolves. People will persecute you and spit on you and maybe beat you. And if that happens, well, it happens. Shake off the dust and move on. Now, who's with me? And there was a roaring silence among the disciples. How about you, Maggie?
I'm not much of a traveler, Josh. Makes me nauseous. Disciples fine with me.
How about you, Biff?
I'm good, thanks.
Joshua stood up and just counted them off. Nathaniel, Peter, Andrew, Philip, James, John, Thaddeus, Judas, Matthew, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Simon. You're the apostles. Now get out there and apostolize.
And they all looked at each other.
Spread the good news. The Son of Man is here. The kingdom is coming. Go, go, go.
They got up and sort of milled around.
Can we take our wives?
Asked James.
Yes.
Or one of the women disciples? Asked Matthew.
Yes.
Can Thomas too go too?
Yes, Thomas too can go. Their questions answered, they milled around some more.
Biff, Joshua said, will you assign territories for everybody and send them out?
Okie dokie, I said. Who wants Samaria?
No one?
Good. Peter, it's yours. Give them hell.
Caesarea.
Come on, you weenies, step up.
Thus were the 12 appointed to their sacred mission. The next morning, 70 of the people who'd been recruited to help feed the multitude came to Joshua when they heard about the appointing of the apostles.
Why only 12? One man asked.
You all want to cast off what you own? Leave your families and risk persecution and death to spread the good news? Joshua asked.
Yes, they all shouted.
Joshua looked at me as if he himself couldn't believe it.
It was a really good sermon, I said.
So be it, said Joshua. Biff, you and Matthew assign territories. Send no one to his hometown. That doesn't seem to work very well.
And so the 12 and the 70 were sent out, and Joshua and Maggie and I went into Decapolis, which was the territory of Herod's brother, Philip, and camped and fished and basically hid out. Joshua preached a little, but only to small groups, and although he did heal the sick, he asked them not to tell anyone about the miracles.